Now, in another one of the tribes, this was Ephraim, in the tribe of Dan, which was way in the north, chapter 18, verse 1 begins like this. In those days, there was no king in Israel. You see, this was a time of utter confusion, no leadership. And in those days, the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And you'll recall that in the book of Joshua, that none of these tribes got all the land that was coming to them. And that certainly was true of the tribe of Dan, way in the north. They had a real problem. And you will remember, they took to the hills. And the children of Dan sent of their family five men from their coast, men of valor, from Zorah, from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. Now these men went to see what territory that the tribe of Dan could take to extend and expand their borders in their own tribe. But in their travels, they came to the house of Micah, verse 3, and when they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. He sounded like a preacher. And they turned in thither and said unto him, who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said unto them, thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I'm his priest. He's a hired preacher. God have mercy on the church when it has a hired preacher. That is nothing in the world but a messenger boy to do what a little group wants him to do, and does not do what God has called him to do. That is, preach and teach the word of God without fear, without favoritism, and without compromise. Now, this boy here has really compromised. And this is a period of compromise, corruption, and confusion. And that is the thing that marks apostasy any time. We today are in an apostasy. The church is in a position of compromise, corruption, and confusion. And that is the problem, not coming back to its authority today, which is the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who's revealed in the Word of God.